The doors to Timmins' first supervised injection site have closed for good. On July 1, the Canadian Mental Health Association Cochrane-Timiskaming, CMHACT, took over the operation of Safe Health Site Timmins from Timmins and District Hospital, TADH. When the operation changed hands, the core service of consumption treatment stopped being offered. At the August 13 Timmins Council meeting, City Community Programs Manager Megan Baranick confirmed that the facility is completely closed. In her quarterly update on the Community Safety and Well-Being Plan, Baranick showed the numbers of SHST from the second quarter of 2023 compared to the same time period this year. In 2023, 160 services were provided on-site and there were 55 off-site referrals. This year, there were 151 services provided on-site and 5 off-site referrals. This spring, the hours at the facility were shortened. Instead of being open 12 hours a day, it dropped to 8 hours. C. CMHA taking over Timmins Safe Consumption Site, hospital still mum on cost. Related. Timmins Supervised Injection Site closing July 1. The reduced hours, said Baranick, impacted when services were available on-site and there was a decrease in referrals. Being open fewer hours doesn't foster trust with clients, and as such she said the facility is closed. There are discussions in place right now on how multiple agencies can provide services in a more effective and comprehensive manner, using or utilizing that space, she told council. SHST opened in July 2022 and was funded by the City of Timmins for its first 1.5 years. When that funding expired, TADH stepped up to fund it. The extended services were funded by CMHA Court. It was a place for people to use previously obtained drugs in the presence of trained medical staff and connect to services. Last year, SHST received approval for a permanent facility from Health Canada, which allowed it to apply to the province for funding. Right after receiving the federal nod, Ontario paused all new funding applications for safe consumption sites to allow for a review of the facilities after a woman was hit by a stray bullet and killed outside of a Toronto site. That review has not been completed yet. Premier Doug Ford said last week in Thunder Bay that he's not sold on supervised drug consumption sites. He said neighborhoods where these sites are located have needles all thrown around in them and are a haven for drug dealers. The premier said he would rather put money into detox beds and supports for individuals. In 2020, a funding proposal for a comprehensive treatment center, Timmins Wellness Center, was submitted to Ontario Health. TADH says that proposal was resubmitted in December 2023. A virtual safer consumption hotline is available 24/7 at 1-888-688-6677. People should never use alone and always carry naloxone. With files from the Trillium.